Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, what's up, Internet? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I have an important question to ask you. Where do you belong? A common theme in getting work to work is the importance of community and making sure that you're not going through life alone. As an introvert, I have been stretched this year to discover where I belong. I have made a lot of decisions to learn about myself and the people I work best with. While I've had a few successes and many failures, I've learned one thing. I am not alone. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/197. This morning, I'm filled with questions. Where do you belong? If you know, do you like where you belong? Do you feel like you fit in? Do the people who are around you get you? I think about these questions often because I don't feel like I fit in or belong anywhere. Ever since I went out on my own in 2006, I've been searching for the feeling of community that I had in the job that I was working in from 2000 to 2005. It was such an amazing community of people working together for a really good cause. And when I left, there has been a sense of loss ever since. And what's interesting is as I reflect on this community, it wasn't necessarily a healthy place. And I've had to recover from some of that unhealthiness. But the sense of community that I had with people is what's missing. And it's such a high bar. I don't think I'm alone in this search for community. As I look in life and social media, I just see a lot of people all searching for community, connection, and being around people that help us not to feel so alone. I think for a lot of creative professionals, we get into this business because we have to create. And as we go through our work, we isolate ourselves. We isolate ourselves from other people who may not get us or may not share our views with life, or we're repulsed by their views. And we end up in these communities that are echo chambers of like-minded people, and it creates another form of unhealthiness. But I'm kind of getting off track because I don't want to really talk about community in that sense right now. I want to talk about the community of people who get us, who accept us, encourage us, love us, care for us, but most importantly, the people who challenge us. Where do you belong is the question that leads you to not only the people who do all those things, but it's the question that leads us to find our people, the people who are going to be there through thick and thin when we are faced with tremendous successes and devastating failures. Last night, I had an amazing conversation with a friend about this. Around 3 weeks ago, I got an email from him, and he was just asking me some questions about him, about himself. And in my response to his questions, I asked, hey, do you want to get together weekly and just be a sounding board to one another and give each other a sense of accountability? What I didn't realize was this was going to be the start of building a community for myself and for others. Sure, we're going through the stages of helping one another plan for 2019 for our businesses. But what's interesting is last night we started talking about this idea of building community because I've been thinking about this question of where do I belong? This year has been a year of searching for where I belong. I started the year with a job search, landed a job, and there was a tremendous sense of community in this job. But as I went through the job, I didn't fit in. And as I look at this community from a distance now, I have a sense of loss because I didn't fit in. I didn't belong. I took on some teaching jobs and in three different organizations, and I fit in some and I don't fit in others. But I find in these organizations that there are people that I connect to more than others. And as I shared stories of the types of people that I connect with, I see the answer to this question of where do I belong? And so the community that I want to build, where I belong in, is one of encouragement, empowerment, and engagement for people who are in the first few years of their creative business. Why that time frame? Because it's the starting point for either long-term mediocrity or tremendous growth. So many habits are formed in the first few years of your creative business. And the community that I want to build is the one that I needed when I started. It's the one that I needed when I didn't really know what I was doing. And I made a lot of mistakes. And I feel in many ways that I'm honestly reliving those mistakes over and over because I didn't have people around me to say, why are you doing that? I don't understand why you're doing that. I don't see why you can't see this. A community is a powerful way to hold up a mirror when you're willing and able to accept the feedback that you're getting from the people who you have built up around you to support you. So in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to share four answers to the question, where do you belong? First, where do you belong? In a community of people who encourage you, accept you, but most importantly, challenge you to do more and be more. A community is not passive. It's not just a place where you sign up to join and you just look, you just passively engage. A community is engagement. It's an engagement of encouragement, acceptance, but challenge. And that challenge is not only doing more as a productive, creative professional, but it's being more. It's not accepting what society says you should be. It's not accepting what society says you have to be. As human beings, we have a responsibility to one another to be more than we can be for one another. Second, where do you belong? In a community of people who want you to be moving ever closer to the vision of your ideal self. That might seem very idealistic and utopian, but you know what? The world is crushing us down to accept the bare minimum of human existence. But I want to be around people that I can encourage to be their ideal self. I had a moment this week where I was talking with a client and they were sharing their pivot in their business. And it was an amazing pivot, and I shared that excitement and encouragement, and that empowerment led them to action. That's the kind of people I want to be around, that we can all hear what our dreams are and encourage and push one another to where we're going. Third, where do you belong? In a community of people whose actions speak louder than their words. We need the words of one another. But we also need the examples of actions, because without action, we're just speaking and doing absolutely nothing and creating a world of disaction or inaction. And so be around people who are acting as much as they are speaking. Fourth and finally, where do you belong? In a community of people who can handle each other's successes and failures. I think about this one a lot. I want to be around people who can handle my success. And I want to be around people who successes I can handle. And I think this speaks to this idea of ego. I want to see other people succeed. But I also want to be there when they fail. Because when you succeed and you fail, you need people that are around you that say, hey, great job. You might have succeeded. Great job. You might have failed. Great job. Get back up and do it again. Get back to work. This is the type of community that I want to build. This is the type of community that I'm going to start building. when I speak of words right now, all of this is just, they're just words right now. But I'm seeing glimpses of a community that I'm starting to build just through the interactions that I have with others. I'm not quite sure what it looks like yet in terms of a platform or a place, but know that I want to build a place where I can help people, where I can empower them, where I can encourage them, and where I can help them build a sense of engagement more than they ever thought was possible. What about you? What is the answer to the question for yourself? Where do you belong? I hope that this morning, today, tomorrow, that you answer that question in only the way that you can answer it. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you do. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CM Studios. Speaking of community, would you be willing to subscribe to my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab? You'll get weekly inspiration, connection to new ideas, and early access to some things I've got cooking for 2019. You can sign up today at thecuriositylab.net or at the bottom of the show notes page at gwtw.co/197. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.